guys. Hope you guys are having a good evening. Welcome to the Design League again. And today we'll be talking about logo reviews, company logo reviews. So I have here Damon. How are you doing?
Good evening. Yeah. I'm a little bit under the weather today, so I might not be at the top of my voice.
Yeah.
So, nice guys. Yeah. Good evening. Uh-huh. What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody? And I'm here with
again.
Yeah, and I'm here with Mr. T.
Well, it's funny to hear that he's not gonna be on top of his game, and then he's greeting well. I should have been the one to say that. Good evening, everybody. It's good to be back again.
Yeah.
And I'm hopeful that we're gonna have such a great time talking about topics. Mm-hmm.
So today, guys, we actually went through some of the company's logos, and then we spent most time on these creative agencies, right?
Yeah.
So we came across three company logos, and these are the company logos that we will be reviewing today. We'll be looking at Extreme Ideas logo. We'll be looking at Creditor logo, and then we'll be looking at CK Digital's logo. So guys, welcome to the Design League again.
Yeah, yeah.
And then these are the interesting things that we are going to be talking about. Logo reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually focused on creative agencies. Extreme Ideas, Creditor, and CK Digital.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I think since we're going to be talking about creative agencies,
mm-hmm.
we should expect creative agencies to, from their brand identity, should speak that they are really creative agency and they are up to the task to, you know, to carry out a good job. So I expect that every creative agency should have very good brand identity because, of course, that's part of their job.
Mm.
So if, for example, if someone is, a fashion designer or something, and then he or she comes to me that I can design top of the world classy wears for you, and then he's always putting on rags.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to take such a person seriously. So I think that this topic is very crucial.
Yeah,
I'm sure we're gonna have such a great time with you.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you guys one question. So what really makes a good logo?
Number one thing is like use of color, simplicity, and as much as possible to use one typeface, at least one typeface, and not too much effigy. Like I said, effigy, and it's better to have your logo on flat colors so you could like manage your brand identity properly. Instead of having it in so various colors like extruding, emboss, gradient, and all of those things, sometimes it actually affects your branding. And as a brand agency, a creative agency, we should know more about that, and we should incorporate that in creating our logos.
Mm. So guys, so these are the company logos that, as I said earlier, we'll be looking at. We'll be looking at Extreme Ideas logo, Creditor logo, and CK Digital. Who wants to go first with these companies?
Well, just let me quickly talk about the metrics or the yardstick I'll be using to judge this logo.
Okay.
Based on generally acceptable characteristics of good and great logo.
Mm.
First thing is, from what Damon said, a great logo should be simple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very simple. You don't have to hide unnecessary clutter.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's simple will make it easily recognizable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then two, it should be scalable. By scalable, we are talking about functionality and adaptability.
Mm-hmm.
That means you could use it across several platform.
Yeah.
Okay, that means you could make it small, you could make it big.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's very related to being versatile. That
yeah.
means you could use that across several platform. Then it should be memorable. That means if I see it, it should stick. If I see it tomorrow, it should deliver a message. I've seen something like this before.
Yeah.
Okay, then it should be relevant. That means you have a meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that has to do with telling good stories. Most great logos have stories embedded in them. Then lastly, you should be timeless.
Timeless.
That means you shouldn't design a logo and in a year's time you want to do a rebrand because nobody cares again. Like, it's not useful anymore.
Okay.
Okay, so those are the metrics I will use in judging them.
All right. So, Damon, So which of these company logos are you, would you want to look at first?
Okay. I will start with CK.
CK Digital.
CK Digital.
Yeah.
I would say this before I go into this.
I'll be able
to throw
a bombshell.
Yeah, oh,
CK Digital, you have an amazing logo. It has a whole lot of meaning to you. To you. So, and I know it's really, really important to you.
Yeah.
So please don't take this as, as me being throwing shade at your logo or throwing shade at
it's,
you.
It's just facts.
It's just saying my own constructive critiques.
Yes.
About your logo.
Yes.
So I don't want to. I don't want you. I don't want anybody to take this as big deal.
Yes.
I'm just being just. I just want to say what I feel. My own opinion about your logo.
Okay. Let's go.
So number one. I think, I don't know, I really want to ask, is this C, like cup C, then into K? Because I can see that here that you're trying to use a negative spacing, but I think it should be properly done. There's no point having, because to me it's looking like having a D in inverted.
Okay.
Then having two icon or two rectangular diagonally that is looking as if somebody's peeking out. So it's not clear. I'm trying to figure out what that CK, what's all about the logo. I'm really trying to figure out what it's all about. To me, it looks so.
Would you say that this logo looks as based on the criteria that we are going to use to judge this logo? Do you think this logo meets any of these criteria? As in simple, halfway, scalable.
I'm going to say halfway.
Yeah.
Yes, it actually looks scalable, and the color is not too much, and it's flat. But logo has to communicate a whole lot of things. It's different. It's more than having you say you have a logo having a logo sake. I think logo is your logo should do more justice than just having just logo.
Okay.
I think we can as a creative agency. I think we should be able to at least project what we want to sell to people. People have to see that same trend of what we are selling, what we are trying to sell inside of us.
Okay. Good. Great. Mr. T.
Okay. First and foremost, I think I get what the brand, the company is trying to project. The logo is simple. It works on different sizes. Where I think it's adaptable. You can use it on print. You can use it on digital platforms. One, it actually looks awful. It has a meaning to it. It's C, it's K, but it's very, very poorly executed.
Okay. Tell me about it.
Well, basically, they are trying to portray CK, but the C doesn't look like a C. It looks like a D with a spade inside. Like, are they farming or something?
Like a spade.
Okay. It actually looks awful.
Like an Uber.
It looks awful, really. It doesn't look appealing to the eye. It doesn't draw attention, which is one of the things the logo should do. You should call attention because it's like the face of your brand.
Yes.
Okay, so that I believe it's well thought out. It's just that the execution is
not very too poor. Good.
So funny enough, this logo is not going to stand the test of time. I mean, in the next 1-2 years. For example, just judging by my own bias, if I see this logo, a digital company, I'm not going to work with you. I'm not going to work with you.
Wow.
No, because he's going to tell me you're going to do a very poor job on my work. So I'm not going to bring a job to you. So, well, I believe it's well thought out, but it's poorly executed.
Anyway, let's take the other logo. This is the other company logo that we'll be looking at. Let's look at Extreme Ideas.
Oh.
Extreme Ideas.
Oh God. Oh,
Extreme God. Ideas logo, guys. Oh, what God. Do you guys think about it? You think it's simple, scalable, memorable, timeless? What do you think about Extreme Ideas logo? Damon, what do you think about Extreme Ideas logo? Just use one word to describe Extreme Ideas logo. And these poor. Guys are a creative agents. What?
Poor.
What'd you say?
Poor.
Okay, why?
Poor.
Why?
I let me say, probably when they are creating the when they did this logo, it was like they're looking for something strong, because I would say the Emboss X3M looks like a very strong metallic embossed. So it looks as if the word they're trying to factor in is like to have something very strong.
Mm.
So that people would see this, see them as a firm company, who is very, very solid, who has this bold grand, who has come to like take over the whole industry. You understand? That's what I can see from this their logo. But the truth of the matter is that, yes, you want to communicate this, but there are ways which you can communicate this, which is much interesting. As a creative identity, as a creative company, I'm seeing an X that looks like more or less it looks like a Times New Roman, or probably Baskerville, or something that looks like a Grammont X embossed. Then have a circle inside of it. 3M, it's more or less this this Cupertino or whatever. I think all this logo, these two fonts is actually far too away. One is actually a semi-serif and semi-sans-serif.
Yeah.
And the other is very strong sans-serif.
Mm.
There are ways you can like communicate this. You can have your extreme, your 3XM written in like just flat color. Now, one thing again that this logo is not doing is that now I can't, if I had to do something more or less like print for this company, I can't really ascertain which color are they, which is their brand color.
That means it's not scalable then.
So it's not really, really scalable.
Okay.
Now, this strong metallic embossed that they have, yes, it might really, really look good on, let's say, they are. Maybe office, let's say, maybe they are pylon branding,
maybe like
they
on digital
signposts,
yeah, on digital platform,
or digital platform. But
print.
How much can you go on like normal print?
Okay.
How much can you go on like normal print? I think they should actually look into this. This is not working for me. This is arcade. This is so stale. They should look for something more refreshing and like, you know.
So this logo will not even.
It won't pass my 40 or 30 thereabouts.
Mr. T.
Well,
honest opinion about Extreme Ideas logo.
Well, I could be very considerate when. I'm going somewhere. Okay. I could be very considerate when I talk about designs because well. Okay, but honestly, this is one of the poorest logos I've seen. This is not a logo to me. This looks like a wrestling championship belt.
Oh.
Yeah. If I see this logo, I would either think the organization, it's a group of warriors or wrestlers.
Maybe.
This is far from a creative agency. Now, I kind of know what they were trying to do. I'm sure when Extreme Ideas was starting out, it was starting as a disruptive company. Mm. So they are coming out with something new. They are coming out like we used to say with a bank.
How is this new?
With a bank.
No,
then.
This is not a bank.
Like then. I mean then.
Then like
maybe then. I don't know.
When did they even set up in the
you
first place?
You can't even reconcile. This is why I'm saying then is this look like a logo of 100 years ago.
It's because take a logo of Nike. The time Nike, you know, came and then take the time when Extreme Ideas came. And for them to do this logo, I think it's really poor. Seriously.
You know, I've heard a designer justify a logo, a very poor logo for that matter. It's with a very, for example, a cursive font, very bad cursive font.
Mm.
And then I was like, why using this kind of font? He said, we want to be different. So some people feel to be different, you need to do something.
Yeah, but crazy. Yeah, but you know, logos, as we said earlier, has to meet certain kinds of criteria, right? Regardless of how it looks like.
Okay.
You
so
know,
one, for example, this is definitely not simple.
Yeah.
The normal person can recreate this, and a logo that you cannot recreate is not simple. Okay, so you can't call a designer now to redesign this logo for you. So which makes it bad. That means if you lose the source file or something, that's it's practically impossible to recreate it, which is very bad. Two, this is not adaptable. For example, I can't reduce it to a favicon. It won't work. And this won't print well.
It makes
cost of production higher, which is not too good for a logo.
Yeah.
Then this is not timeless.
It's not.
It's already out.
Like it's already faded.
I don't even know if there's any generation that accepted this kind of logo. So in my opinion, well, it can work as probably signage or something.
Or maybe like digital platforms.
But this is extremely bad.
I think it's really poor.
From the name Extreme, this is extremely bad. Extreme.
I mean, I think this is really, really poor. I mean, judging, it's like it's a creative agency, right? And then obviously they do stuff, creative stuff for people. And then I don't know why they haven't looked at their logo. I mean, Damon, what do you make of this Extreme Ideas logo? Like, I'm really, really shocked. Seriously.
Just like what I said. I must confess to you, these people are really, really creative when it comes to their
logo. Yes, they are. They are really, really good.
I've seen a whole lot of things that actually came out of their company. They're really, really doing great stuff. But I think they actually overdid this logo, and it's something that when a designer is trying to impress so many people, you come up with some crazy or I don't want to say stupid ideas, but they come up with some crazy ideas. I don't think this should even come out of the agency, talk less of going out in the first place. I think my brother, my father, my egbo, in the industry, I think you should review this logo. I think you should do something much better around this logo. This is long overdue. You want to see something fresh. Uncle Steve, please do something about this logo. This is not even going there at all. I think creative agencies, traditional agencies should start looking at modifying their logos. This is not just you alone. There are even more worst logos out there.
Yeah.
And I think we can actually do more better. You want to sell a timeless logo to the likes of banks and all of those things. Then I'm sure you want to do something great and something better. So if I'm a client, sir, if I'm a client, and you come with me with this your logo, then I don't think we want to do business on branding. I'm serious. We can do business on strategy and all of those things. I think really. But I don't even want to do business on branding and all of those things. I think you should look at this your logo again and like please modify it and make it refreshing.
Woo! Woo! I still can't believe it. I still can't believe it's their logo. At first I thought it was something else, but I still can't believe it's their logo. Anyway, back to the final one. The final company that we all feel their logo is dope. Really, really cool. Creditor, guys. Creditor. Plus. Creditor's logo.
So
I think it's one of the best logos I've seen. And you know, I'm just like speechless because it's really, really fine, and then my guys are going to talk about it. I really, really like Creditor's logo. Damon.
Creditor.
I hope you guys like it too. Seriously.
Creditor, I love you guys' logos. As I like you, I really, I'm a fan of your logo, your branding. I like the way you guys used, as it's everything about you, everything about your company. I could actually say it from you. I can see it from your logo. Like, you guys are urban, you guys are trending, you guys are simple, you guys are creative. You guys have the whole lot of thought process in everything that you do.
Yeah.
I can see a unison, I can see more structure in your logo, and I believe, I want to believe that's the way your company is. I want to believe that's the way your company is. I would give you my, nobody takes my 100. I will give you a 90. Nobody takes my 100. I will give you a 90. I will really, really give a 90. Despite the fact that
you give them what?
A 90 of my score.
Okay.
Nice. Despite the fact that I'm not your greatest fan, because we had our own personal issues. I hope we could resolve it someday, some other time.
Yeah, but
I still love you guys' branding. I love your logo. And I've seen a whole lot of your works. I've seen that. I've seen things that you guys have done. And I it really comes down to everything. In terms of your branding, your job, your digital job, the website you've created for people, the designs you've done for people, the way you guys come about your ideas and all those things. You guys have done a very good job. And thumbs up for you guys. You guys should just continue to do great stuff and good stuff. You understand? So, thumbs up for you guys.
Creditor, the T, what do you think about this logo? I hope you also like it too.
Well, you know, when we talk about disrupting or disruption, okay, it's obvious Creditor is doing that, and I'm not surprised at the giant strides they are making in the digital industry. From their logo, you already know the kind of company they will be. You know, they are forward thinking. Minimalist, clean and smart. From their tagline, making smart impressions. They are already making smart impressions by just looking at the logo.
Yeah.
Single color, consistent, uniform. So is it simple? Oh, nothing could be simpler than this.
Yes.
Is it scalable? Of course.
Of course.
Reduce it to the smallest size is the work. Reduce it to the biggest size is the work. Is it memorable? You can't forget this logo. How do you want
to? Of course not.
Is it versatile? Of course. Adaptable in different media, prints, mobile, desktop. It works. Is it relevant? Of course. The CDA talks about Creditor. Okay. It's just there and then timeless. I'm sure in the next 100 years, if they want to refine this logo, it will still be relevant.
Yep.
So, this logo is perfect. I think other creative agencies should pick a cue. From Creditor's branding, from the logo to how they relate, everything is just in sync. So I don't think creative agencies should believe their logo is not that important. So far, they are doing a great job. It is. I'm sure there are some clients they are losing unknowingly because of their branding, especially from their logo.
Woo! Drop some class for Creditor. Drop some class for Creditor. Seriously.
Yeah.
I think I really loved your logo. Drop some class for Creditor. Drop some class for Creditor this evening. Well done, guys. Well done, guys. So, yeah. I mean, Creditor's logo is always at the top. I mean, it's always in my top three. Seriously.
Yes, sir.
It's always in my top three. So, guys, we're about to wrap up now, and I hope you guys enjoyed this section, this episode of Design League. You guys should follow us on Design League. You guys should follow Design League on Instagram, Design League 101, and you know, comment on our posts. You know, just say anything that you want to say. DM us, talk to us. Just let us know how you feel about this podcast, Design Podcast. And yeah, so guys, there you have it. So today we reviewed Extreme Ideas logo, Creditor logo, and CK Digital logo. And of course, Creditor came at the top. Their logo is simple, scalable, very versatile, memorable, and timeless. So yeah, guys, thanks for listening to this episode. I'll catch you guys later. Enjoy your evening. Have a good evening.
All right, to my people out there.
Yeah.
I see you until we see you again. And follow us on the Instagram at Design League 101.
Yeah.
Thumbs up, guys.
Yeah.
Until we meet again.
Yeah.
I would see you on the other side.
Well, you should all look forward to another episode.
Yes, part two.
We'll be reviewing more logos, and I'm so sure the next time will be more interesting than this.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. You guys enjoy your evening, and then we are out. Hi, guys. I hope you guys are having a good evening. Welcome to the Design League again. And today we'll be talking about logo reviews, company logo reviews. So I have here Damon. How are you doing?
Good evening.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit under the weather today, so I might not be at the top of my voice.
Yeah.
So, nice guys.
Yeah.
Good evening. Uh-huh. What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody? And I'm here with
again.
Yeah, and I'm here with Mr. T.
Well, it's funny to hear that he's not gonna be on top of his game, and then he's greeting well. I should have been the one to say that. Good evening, everybody. It's good to be back again.
Yeah.
And I'm hopeful that we're gonna have such a great time talking about topics. Mm-hmm.
So today, guys, we actually went through went through some of the company's logos, and then we spent most time on these creative agencies, right?
Yeah.
So we came across three company logos, and these are the company logos that we will be reviewing today. We'll be looking at Extreme Ideas logo, we'll be looking at Creditor logo, and then we'll be looking at CK Digital's logo. So guys, welcome to the Design League again.
Yeah, yeah.
And then these are the interesting things that we are going to be talking about. Logo reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually focused on creative agencies. Extreme Ideas, Creditor, and CK Digital.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I think since we're going to be talking about creative agencies,
mm-hmm.
we should expect creative agencies to, from their brand identity, should speak that they are really creative agency and they are up to the task to, you know, to carry out a good job. So I expect that every creative agency should have very good brand identity because, of course, that's part of their job.
Mm.
So if, for example, if someone is, a fashion designer or something, and then he or she comes to me that I can design top of the world classy wears for you, and then he's always putting on rags.
Mm-hmm.
He expects to take such a person seriously. So I think that this topic is very crucial.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're gonna have such a great time with you.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you guys one question. So what really makes a good logo?
Number one thing is like use of color, simplicity, and as much as possible to use one typeface, at least one typeface, and not too much effizy. Like I said, effizy, and it's better to have your logo on flat colors so you could like manage your brand identity properly. Instead of having it in so various colors like extruding, emboss, gradient, and all of those things, sometimes it actually affects your branding. And as a brand agency, a creative agency, we should know more about that, and we should incorporate that in creating our logos.
Mm. So guys, so these are the company logos that, as I said earlier, we'll be looking at. We'll be looking at Extreme Ideas logo, Creditor logo, and CK Digital. Who wants to go first with these companies?
Well, just let me quickly talk about the metrics or the yardstick I'll be using to judge this logo.
Okay.
Based on generally acceptable characteristics of good and great logo. First thing is, from what Damon said, a great logo should be simple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very simple. You don't have to hide unnecessary clutter. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's simple will make it easily recognizable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then two, it should be scalable. By scalable, we are talking about functionality and adaptability.
Mm-hmm.
That means you could use it across several platforms.
Yeah.
Okay, that means you could make it small, mm-hmm. you could make it big.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's very related to being versatile. That means you could use it across several platform, then it should be memorable. That means if I see it, it should stick. If I see it tomorrow, it should be, it should deliver a message. I've seen something like this before.
Yeah.
Okay, then it should be relevant. That means you have a meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that has to do with telling good stories. Most great logos have stories embedded in them. Then lastly, it should be timeless.
Timeless.
That means you shouldn't design a logo and in a year's time you want to do a rebrand because nobody cares again, like it's not useful anymore.
Okay,
so those are the metrics I will use in judging them.
Damon, so which of these company logos are you would you want to look at first?
I will start with CK.
CK Digital.
CK Digital.
Yeah.
I would say this before I go into this.
I hope you're about to throw a bombshell.
Yeah,
CK Digital, you have an amazing logo. It has a whole lot of meaning to you. To you. So, and I know it's really, really important to you.
Yeah.
So please don't take this as, as me being throwing shade at your logo or throwing shade at you.
It's just facts.
It's just saying my own constructive critiques about your logo.
Yes.
So I don't want anybody to take this as big deal.
Yes.
I just want to say what I feel, my own opinion about your logo.
Okay. Let's go.
So number one, I think, I don't know, I really want to ask, is this C, like, cup C, then into K? Because I can see that here that you're trying to use a negative spacing, but I think it should be properly done.
Mm-hmm.
There's no point having, because to me it's looking like having a D in inverted.
Okay.
Then having two icon or two rectangular diagonally that is looking as if somebody's peeking out.
Mm.
So it's not clear. Mm. I'm trying to figure out what that CK, what's all about. The logo, I'm really trying to figure out what it's all about.
Mm.
To me, it looks so.
So would you say that this logo looks as based on the criteria that we are going to use to judge this logo? Do you think this logo meets any of these criteria as in simple, halfway, scalable?
Yeah, like yes, I'm going to say halfway.
Yeah.
Yes, it actually looks scalable, and the color is not too much, and it's flat.
Mm-hmm.
But logo has to communicate a whole lot of things. It's different. Logo is more than having you say you have a logo, just for having a logo sake.
Mm.
I think logo is your logo should do more justice than just having just logo.
Okay.
I think we can as a creative agency. I think we should be able to at least project what we want to sell to people. People have to see that same trend of what we are selling, what we are trying to sell inside of us.
Okay. Good. Great. Mr. T.
Okay. First and foremost, I think I get what the company is trying to project. The logo is simple. It works on different sizes. Well, I think it's adaptable. You can use it on prints. You can use it on digital platforms. One, it actually looks awful. It has a meaning to it. It's C, it's K, but it's very, very poorly executed.
Mm.
Okay. One,
tell me about it.
Well, basically, they are trying to portray CK, but the C doesn't look like a C. It looks like a D with a spade inside. like, are they farming or something? You see the spade.
Like a spade. Okay.
It actually looks awful.
Like an Uber.
It looks awful, really. Mm. It doesn't look appealing to the eye. It doesn't draw attention, which is one of the things the logo should do. You should call attention because it's like the face of your brand.
Yes.
Okay. So I believe it's well thought out. It's just that the execution is
not too good.
So funny enough, this logo is not going to stand the test of time. I mean, in the next 1-2 years, for example, just judging by my own bias, if I see this logo, a digital company, I'm not going to work with you.
Mm.
Oh, I'm not going to work with you.
Wow.
No, because he's going to tell me you're going to do a very poor job on my work. Ooh. So I'm not going to bring a job to you. So, well, I believe it's well thought out, but it's poorly executed.
Anyway, let's take the other logo. Let's take the other company logo that we'll be looking at. Let's look at Extreme Ideas.
Extreme Ideas logo, guys.
Oh, what God. Do you guys think about it? You think it's simple, scalable, memorable, timeless? What do you think about Extreme Ideas logo? Come on. What do you think about Extreme Ideas logo? Just use one word to describe Extreme Ideas logo. And these poor. Guys are a creative agents. What?
Poor.
What'd you say?
Poor.
Okay, why?
Poor.
Why?
I let me say, probably when they are creating when they did this logo, it was like they're looking for something strong, because I would say the Emboss X3M looks like a very strong metallic embossed. So it looks as if the word they're trying to factor in is like to have something that's very strong, so that people would see this see them as a firm company who is very very solid, who has this bold grand, who has come to like take over the whole industry. You understand? That's what I can see from this their logo. But the truth of the matter is that, yes, you want to communicate this, but there are ways which you can communicate this, which is much interesting. As a creative identity, as a creative company, I'm seeing an X that looks like more or less... it looks like a Times New Roman, or probably a... Let me say Baskerville or something that looks like a Gramont X embossed. Then have a circle inside of it. 3M, it's more or less this Cupertino or whatever. I think all this logo, these two fonts is actually far too away. One is actually a semi-serif and sans serif, and the other is very strong sans serif. There are ways you can like communicate this. You can have your Extreme, your 3XM written in like just flat color. Now, one thing again that this logo is not doing is that now I can't, if I had to do something more or less like print for this company, I can't really ascertain which color are they, which is their brand color.
That means it's not scalable then.
So it's not really, really scalable.
Okay.
Now, this strong metallic embossed that they have, yes, it might really look good on, let's say, their maybe office, maybe their pylon brand.
Maybe like
their
on digital.
Signposts,
on digital platform.
Or digital platform. But
print.
How much can you go on like normal print?
Okay.
How much can you go on like normal print? I think they should actually look into this. This is not working for me. This is arcade. This is so stale. They should look for something more refreshing and like, you know.
So this logo will not even.
It won't pass my 40 or 30 thereabouts.
Whew. Mr. T.
Well,
honest opinion about Extreme Ideas logo.
Well, I could be very considerate when. I'm going somewhere. I'll be very considerate when I talk about designs, because, well,
We all things graphic happen. Designers and then.
Okay, but honestly, this is one of the poorest logos I've seen.
Mm.
This is not a logo to me. This looks like a wrestling championship belt.
Oh.
Yeah. If I see this logo, I would either think the organization it's a group of warriors or wrestlers.
Maybe.
This is far from a creative agency. Now, I kind of know what they were trying to do. I'm sure when Extreme Ideas was starting out, it was starting as a destructive company. Mm. So they are coming out with something new. They are coming out, like we used to say, with a
How
bank.
How is this new?
With a bank.
No,
then.
This is not a bank.
Like, then. I mean, then.
Then, like...
Maybe then. I don't know.
When did they even set up in the
you
first place?
You can't even reconcile. This is... Why I'm saying then is this look like a logo of 100 years ago.
It's because take a logo of Nike. The time Nike, you know, came, and then take the time when Extreme Ideas came. And for them to do this logo, I think it's really poor. Seriously.
You know, I've heard a designer justify a logo, a very poor logo for that matter. It's with a very, for example, a cursive font, very bad cursive font.
Mm.
And then I was like, why are you using this kind of font? He said, we want to be different. So some people feel to be different, you need to do something
crazy. Yeah, but you know, logos, as we said earlier, have to meet certain kinds of criteria, right? Regardless of how it looks like.
Okay.
You
so
know.
One, for example, this is definitely not simple.
Yeah.
A normal person can recreate this, and a logo that you cannot recreate is not simple. Okay, so you can't call a designer now to redesign this logo for you.
Mm, yeah.
So which makes it bad. That means if you lose the source file or something, it's practically impossible to recreate it, which is very bad.
Mm.
Two, this is not adaptable. For example, I can't reduce it to a favicon. It won't work. And this won't print well.
Mm,
that's so it all. makes cost of production higher, which is not too good for a logo.
Yeah.
Then this is not timeless.
It's not.
It's already out.
Like it's already faded.
I don't even know if there's any generation that accepted this kind of logo. So in my opinion, well, it can work as probably signage or something.
Or maybe like digital platforms.
But this is extremely bad.
I think it's really poor.
From the name Extreme, this is extremely bad. Extreme.
I mean, I think this is really, really poor. I mean, judging, it's like it's a creative agency, right? And then obviously they do stuff, creative stuff for people. And then I don't know why they haven't looked at their logo. I mean, Damon, what do you make of this Extreme Ideas logo? Like, I'm really, really shocked. Seriously.
Just like what I said. Mm. Yes, yet, I must confess to you, yet, these people are really, really creative when it comes to their
logo. Yes, they are. They are really, really good.
I've seen a whole lot of things that actually came out of their company. They're really, really doing great stuff. Mm.
Mm.
But I think they actually overdid this logo, and it's something that... when a designer is trying to impress so many people, you come up with some crazy or I don't want to say stupid ideas, but they come up with some crazy ideas. I don't think this should even come out of the agency, talking of going out in the first place.
Mm.
I think my brother, my father, my egbo. In the industry, I think you should review this logo. I think you should do something much better around this logo. This is long overdue. You want to see something fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Steve, please do something about this logo. This is not even going there at all. I think creative agencies, traditional agencies should start looking at modifying their logos. This is not just you alone. There are even more worst. As in, worst logos out there.
Yeah.
And I think we can actually do more better. You want to sell a timeless logo to the likes of banks and all of those things.
Mm.
Then I'm sure you want to do something great and something better. So if I'm a client, sir, if I'm a client, and you come with me with this your logo, then I don't think we want to do business on branding. I'm serious. I think I don't even want to do. We can do business on strategy and all of those things. I think, really, but I don't even want to do business on branding and all of those things. I think you should look at this your logo again and like please modify it and make it refreshing.
Woo, Woo! I still can't believe it. I still can't believe it's their logo. At first, I thought it was something else, but I still can't believe it's their logo. Anyway, back to the final one, the final company that we all feel their logo is dope, really, really cool. Creditor, guys. Creditor. Plus. Creditor's logo.
So
I think it's one of the I think it's one of the best logos I've seen. And you know, I'm just like speechless because it's really, really fine, and then my guys are gonna talk about it. I really, really like Creditor's logo. Damon. Creditor. I hope you guys like it too. Seriously.
Creditor, I love you guys' logos. As I like you, I really, I'm a fan of your logo, your branding. I like the way you guys used, as it's everything about you, everything about your company. I could actually say it from you. I can see from your logo, like you guys are urban, you guys are trending, you guys are simple, you guys are creative. You guys have the whole of thought process in everything that you do.
Yep.
I can see a unison. I can see more structure in your logo. And I want to believe that is the way your company is. I want to believe that's the way your company is. I would give you my... nobody takes my 100. I will give you a 90. I will give you a 90. I will really give a 90. Despite the fact that
you give them what?
A ninety of my score.
Okay.
Nice. Despite the fact that I'm not your greatest fan because we had our own personal issues. I hope we could resolve it someday, some other time.
Yeah, but
I still love you guys' branding. I love your logo. And I've seen a whole lot of your works. I've seen things that you guys have done, and I it really comes down to everything in terms of your branding, your job, your digital job, the website you've created for people, the designs you've done for people, the way you guys come about your ideas and all those things. You guys have done a very good job, and thumbs up for you guys. You guys should just continue to do great stuff and good stuff, you understand? So, thumbs up for you guys.
Creditor, the T, what do you think about this logo? I hope you also like it too.
Well, you know, when we talk about disrupting or disruption, okay, it's obvious Creditor is doing that, and I'm not surprised at the giant strides they are making in the digital industry. From their logo, you already know the kind of company they will be. You know they are forward thinking, minimalist, clean and smart. From their tagline, making smart impressions. They are already making smart impressions by just looking at the logo. Single color, consistent, uniform. So is this simple? Oh, nothing could be simpler than this.
Yes.
Is this scalable? Of course.
Of course.
Reduce it to the smallest sizes you work. Reduce it to the biggest sizes you work. Is it memorable? You can't forget this logo. How do you want
to? Of course not.
Is it versatile? Of course. Adaptable in different media, prints, mobile, desktop. It works. Is it relevant? Of course. You see, there talks about Creditor. Okay. It's just there and then timeless. I'm sure in the next 100 years, if you want to refine this logo, it will still be relevant.
Yep.
So, this logo is perfect. I think other creative agencies should pick a cue. From Creditor's branding, from the logo to how they relate, everything is just in sync. So I don't think creative agencies should believe their logo is not that important. So far, they are doing a great job. It is. I'm sure there are some clients they are losing unknowingly because of their branding, especially from their logo.
Woo! Drop some class for Creditor. Drop some class for Creditor. Seriously. I think I really love their logo. Drop some class for Creditor. Drop some class for Creditor this evening. Well done, guys. Well done, guys. So, yeah. I mean, Creditor's logo is always at the top. I mean, it's always in my top 3. Seriously.
Yes, sir.
It's always in my top 3. So guys, we're about to wrap up now, and I hope you guys enjoyed this section, this episode of Design League. You guys should follow us on Design League on you guys should follow Design League on Instagram, Design League 101, and you know, comment on our posts, you know, just say anything that you want to say, DM us, talk to us, just let us know how you feel about this podcast, design podcast. And yeah, so guys, there you have it. So today we reviewed Extreme Ideas logo, Creditor logo, and CK Digital logo, and of course Creditor came at the top. Their logo is simple, scalable, very versatile, memorable, and timeless. So yeah guys, thanks for listening to this episode. I'll catch you guys later. Enjoy your evening. Have a good evening.
All right, to my people out there,
yeah,
I say until we see again. Follow us on the Instagram at Design League 101.
Yeah.
Thumbs up, guys.
Yeah.
Until we meet again,
yeah.
I would see you on the other side.
You should all look forward to another episode.
Yes, part two.
We'll be reviewing more logos, and I'm so sure the next time will be more interesting than this.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. You guys enjoy your evening, and then we are out. Hi, guys. Hope you guys are having a good evening. Welcome to the Design League again. And today we'll be talking about logo reviews. Company logo reviews. So I have here Damon. How are you doing?
Good evening.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit under the weather today, so I might not be at the top of my voice.
Yeah.
So nice guys. Yeah. Good evening. Uh-huh. What's up everybody?
What's up everybody? And I'm here with
again.
Yeah, and I'm here with Mr. T.
Well, it's funny to hear that he's not gonna be on top of his game, and then he's greeting well. I should have been the one to say that. Good evening everybody, it's good to be back again.
Yeah.
And I'm hopeful that we're gonna have such a great time talking about topics.
Mm-hmm. So today guys, we actually went through some of the company's logos, and then we spent most time on these creative agencies, right?
Yeah.
So we came across three company logos, and these are the company logos that we will be reviewing today. We'll be looking at Extreme Ideas logo, we'll be looking at Creditor logo, and then we'll be looking at CK Digital's logo. So guys, welcome to the Design League again.
Yeah, yeah.
And then these are the interesting things that we are going to be talking about. Logo reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually focused on creative agencies. Extreme Ideas, Creditor, and CK Digital.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I think since we're going to be talking about creative agencies,
mm-hmm.
we should expect creative agencies to, from their brand identity, should speak that they are really creative agency and they are up to the task to carry out a good job. So I expect that every creative agency should have very good brand identity because, of course, that's part of their job.
Mm.
So if, for example, if someone is, a fashion designer or something, and then he or she comes to me that I can design top of the world classy wears for you, and then he's always putting on rags.
Mm-hmm.
He expects to take such a person
seriously.
So I think that this topic is very crucial.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're gonna have such a great time with you.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you guys one question. So what really makes a good logo?
Number one thing is like use of color, simplicity, and as much as possible to use one typeface, at least one typeface, and not too much effizy. Like I said, effizy, and it's better to have your logo on flat colors so you could like manage your brand identity properly. Instead of having it in so various colors like extruding, emboss, gradient, and all of those things, sometimes
it actually affects your branding. And as a brand agency, a creative agency,
yeah,
we should know more about that, and we should incorporate that in creating our logos.
Mm. So guys, so these are the company logos that, as I said earlier, we'll be looking at. We're looking at a Stream Ideas logo, Creditor logo, and CK Digital. Who wants to go first with these company logos?
Well, just let me quickly talk about the metrics or or the yardstick I'll be using to judge this logo.
Okay.
Are based on generally acceptable characteristics of good and great logo. First thing is, from what Damon said, a great logo should be simple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very simple. You don't have to hide unnecessary clutter. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's simple will make it easily recognizable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then two, it should be scalable. By scalable, we are talking about functionality and adaptability.
Mm-hmm.
That means you could use it across several platform.
Yeah.
Okay, that means you could make it small, you could make it big.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's very related to being versatile. That means you could use that across several platform. Then it should be memorable. That means if I see it, it should stick. If I see it tomorrow, it should be it should deliver a message. I've seen something like this before.
Yeah.
Okay, then it should be relevant. That means you have a mini.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that has to do with telling good stories. Most great logos have stories embedded in them. Then lastly, it should be timeless.
Timeless.
That means you shouldn't design a logo and in a year's time you want to do a rebrand because nobody cares again. Like, it's not useful anymore.
Okay.
Okay, so those are the metrics I will use in judging them.
So, Damon, so which of these company logos would you want to look at first?
I will start with CK.
CK Digital.
CK Digital.
Yeah.
Please, I would say this before I go into this.
I'll be about to throw a bombshell.
Yeah,
CK Digital, you have an amazing logo. It has a lot of meaning to you. To you. So, and I know it's really, really important to you.
Yeah.
So please don't take this as don't take it as me being throwing shade at your logo or throwing shade at you.
It's just facts.
It's just saying my own constructive critiques.
Yes.
About your logo.
Yes.
So I don't want anybody to take this as big deal.
Yes.
I just want to say what I feel, my own opinion about your logo.
Okay, let's
go. So number one, I think, I don't know, I really want to ask, is this C like cup C then into K? Because I can see that here that you're trying to use a negative spacing, but I think it should be properly done.
Mm-hmm.
There's no point having, because to me it's looking like having a D in inverted.
Okay.
Then having two icon or two rectangular diagonally that is looking as if somebody's peeking out.
Mm.
So it's not clear. Mm. I'm trying to figure out what's all about the logo. I'm really trying to figure out what it's all about.
Mm.
To me, it looks so.
So, would you say that this logo looks as based on the criteria that we are going to use to judge this logo? Do you think this logo meets any of these criteria? As in simple, halfway, scalable.
Yeah. I'm going to say halfway.
Yeah.
Yes, it actually looks scalable, and the color is not too much.
Mm.
It's flat, but logo has to communicate a whole lot of things. It's different. It's more than logo. Is more than having you say you have a logo having a logo sake.
Mm.
I think logo is your logo should do more justice than just having just logo.
Okay.
I think we can as a creative agency. I think we should be able to at least project.
Yeah.
What we want to sell to people. People have to see that same trend of what we are selling, what we are trying to sell inside of us.
Okay. Good, great. Mr. T.
Okay, first and foremost, I think I get what the brand, the company is trying to project. The logo is simple. It works on different sizes. Where I think it's adaptable. You can use it on prints. You can use it on digital platforms. Well, one, it actually looks awful. It has a meaning to it. It's C, it's K, but it's very, very poorly executed.
Okay. Tell me about it.
Well, basically, they are trying to portray CK, but the C doesn't look like a C. It looks like a D with a spade inside. Like, are they farming or something? You see the spade. It actually looks awful.
Like an Uber.
It looks awful, really. Mm. It doesn't look appealing to the eye. It doesn't draw attention, which is one of the things the logo should do. You should call attention because it's like the face of your brand.
Yes.
Okay, so that I believe it's well thought out. It's just that the execution is
not very too poor. Good.
So funny enough, this logo is not going to stand the test of time. I mean, in the next 1-2 years. For example, just judging by my own bias, if I see this logo, a digital company, I'm not going to work with you. I'm not going to work with you.
Wow.
No, because he's going to tell me you're going to do a very poor job on my work. So I'm not going to bring a job to you. So, well, I believe it's well thought out, but it's poorly executed.
Anyway, let's take the other logo. Let's take the other company logo that we'll be looking at. Let's look at Extreme Ideas. Extreme Ideas, look, guys. What do you guys think about it? You think it's simple, scalable, memorable, timeless? What do you think about Extreme Ideas logo? Come on, what do you think about Extreme Ideas logo? Just use one word to describe Extreme Ideas logo. And these poor guys are a creative agents. What?
Poor.
What'd you say?
Poor.
Okay, why?
Poor.
Why?
I let me say, probably when they are creating when they did this logo, it was like they're looking for something strong, because I would say the Emboss X3M looks like a very strong metallic embossed. So it looks as if the word they're trying to factor in is like to have something that's really strong, so that people would see this, see them as a firm company, who is very, very solid, who has this bold grand, who has come to like take over the whole industry. You understand? That's what I can see from this their logo. But the truth of the matter is that, yes, you want to communicate this, but there are ways which you can communicate this, which is much interesting. As a creative identity, as a creative company, I'm seeing an X that looks like more or less. It looks like a Times New Roman, or probably Baskerville, or something that looks like a Grammont X. Embossed, then have a circle inside of it. 3M, it's more or less this Cupertino or whatever. I think all this logo, these two fonts, is actually far too away. One is actually a semi-serif and is semi-sans serif, and the other is very strong sans serif. There are ways you can like communicate this. You can have your extreme, your 3XM written in like just flat color. Now, one thing again that this logo is not doing is that now I can't, if I had to do something more or less like print for this company, I can't really ascertain which color are they, which is their brand color.
That means it's not scalable then.
So it's not really, really scalable.
Okay.
Now, this strong metallic embossed that they have, yes, it might really, really look good on, let's say they are. Maybe office let's say maybe they are pylon branded,
maybe like
they
on
are
digital,
signposts,
yeah, on digital platforms,
or digital platform, but
print.
How much can you go on like normal print?
Okay.
How much can you go on like normal print? I think they should actually look into this. This is not working for me. This is arcade. This is so stale. They should look for something more refreshing and like, you know.
So this logo will not even.
It won't pass my 40 or 30 thereabouts.
Mr. T.
Well,
honest opinion about Extreme Ideas logo.
Well, I could be very considerate when. Considerate when I talk about designs because well.
We all
things are designed it and then. Okay, but honestly, this is one of the poorest logos I've seen.
Mm.
This is not a logo to me. This looks like a wrestling championship belt.
Oh.
Yeah. If I see this logo, I would either think the organization it's a group of warriors or wrestlers.
Maybe.
This is far from a creative agency. Now I kind of know what they were trying to do. I'm sure when Extreme Ideas was starting out, it was starting as a disruptive company. Mm. So they are coming out with something new. They are coming out like we used to say with a bang.
How is this new?
With a bank.
No,
then.
This is not a bank.
Like then. I mean then.
Then like
maybe then. I don't know.
When did they even set up in the
you
first place?
You can't even reconcile. This is why I'm saying then is this look like a logo of 100 years ago.
It's because take a logo of Nike. The time Nike, you know, came, and then take the time when Extreme Ideas came, and for them to do this logo, I think it's really poor. Seriously,
you know, I've heard a designer justify a logo, a very poor logo for that matter. It's with a very, for example, a cursive font, very bad cursive font, and then I was like, why using this kind of font? He said, we want to be different. So some people feel to be different, they need to do something
crazy. Yeah, but you know, logos, as we said earlier, have to meet certain kinds of criteria, right? Regardless of how it looks like.
Okay.
You know,
one, for example, this is definitely not simple.
Yeah.
A normal person can recreate this, and a logo that you cannot recreate is not simple. Okay, so you can't call a designer now to redesign this logo for you.
Yeah.
So which makes it bad. That means if you lose the source file or something, it's practically impossible to recreate it, which is very bad. Two, this is not adaptable. For example, I can't reduce it to a favicon. It won't work. And this won't print well. It makes cost of production higher, which is not too good for a logo.
Yeah.
Then this is not timeless.
It's not.
It's already out.
Like it's already out.
I don't even know if there's any generation that accepted this kind of logo. So in my opinion, it can work as probably signage
or maybe like digital platforms.
But this is extremely bad.
I think it's really poor.
From the name Extreme, this is extremely bad. Extreme.
I mean, I think this is really really poor. I mean, judging, it's like it's a creative agency, right? And then. Obviously, they do stuff, creative stuff for people, and then I don't know why they haven't. This not. I don't know why they haven't looked at their logo. I mean, Damon, what do you make of this Extreme Ideas logo? Like, I'm really really shocked. Seriously,
just like what I said. Yes, yet I must confess to you. Yet these people are really really creative when it comes to their.
Yes, they are. They are really really good.
I've seen a whole lot of things that actually came out of their company, they're really, really doing great stuff. But I think they actually overdid this logo, and it's something that when a designer is trying to impress so many people, you come up with some crazy or I don't want to say stupid ideas, but they come up with some crazy ideas. I don't think this should even come out of the agency, talking of going out in the first place. I think my brother, my father, my egbon, in the industry, I think you should review this logo. I think you should do something much better around this logo. This is long overdue. You want to see something fresh. Uncle Steve, please do something about this logo. This is not even going there at all. I think creative agencies, traditional agencies should start looking at modifying their logos. This is not just you alone. There are even more worst, as in worst logos out there. Worst logos out there.
Yeah.
And I think we can actually do more better. You want to pitch, you want to sell a timeless logo to the likes of banks and all of those things. Mm. Then I'm sure you want to do something great and something better. So if I'm a client, sir, if I'm a client, and you come with me with this your logo, then I don't think we want to do business on branding. I'm serious. I think I don't think we want to do, we can do business on strategy and all of those things. I think really. But I don't even want to do business on branding and all of those things. I think you should look at this your logo again and like please modify it and make it refreshing.
Woo! Woo! I still can't believe it. I still can't believe it's their logo. At first I thought it was something else, but I still can't believe it's their logo. Anyway, back to the final one. The final company that we all feel their logo is dope. Really, really cool. Creditor. Creditor, guys. Creditor. Applause. Creditor's logo.
So
I think it's one of the I think it's one of the best logos I've seen. And you know, I'm just like speechless because it's really, really fine. And then my guys are going to talk about it. I really, really like Creditor's logo. Damon. Creditor. I hope you guys like it too. Seriously.
Creditor, I love you guys' logos. As I like you, I'm a fan of your logo, your branding. I like the way you guys used as it. It's everything about you, everything about your company. I could actually say it from you. I can see it from your logo. Like, you guys are urban. You guys are trending. You guys are simple. You guys are creative. You guys have the whole lot of thought process in everything that you do.
Yep.
I can see unison. I can see more structure in your logo. And I want to believe that is the way your company is. I want to be that's where your company is. I would give you my nobody takes my 100. I will give you a 90. Nobody takes my 100. I will give you a 90. I will really give a 90. Despite the fact that
you give them what?
A ninety of my score.
Okay.
Nice. Despite the fact that I'm not your greatest fan because we had our own personal issues. I hope we could resolve it someday, some other time.
Yeah, but
I still love you guys' branding. I love your logo. And I've seen a whole lot of your works. I've seen that. I've seen things that you guys have done. And I it really comes down to everything. In terms of your branding, your job, your digital job, the website you've created for people, the designs you've done for people, the way you guys come about your ideas and all of those things, you guys have done a very good job. And thumbs up for you guys. You guys should just continue to do great stuff and good stuff, you understand? So, thumbs up for you guys.
Creditor, the T, what do you think about this logo? I hope you also like it too.
Well, you know, when we talk about disrupting or disruption, okay, it's obvious Creditor is doing that, and I'm not surprised at the giant strides they are making in the digital industry. From their logo, you already know the kind of company they will be. You know they are forward thinking, minimalist, clean and smart. From their tagline, making smart impressions. They are already making smart impressions by just looking at the logo.
Yep.
Single color, consistent, uniform. So, is it simple? Oh, nothing could be simpler than this.
Yes.
Is it scalable? Of course.
Of course.
Reduce it to the smallest sizes you work. Reduce it to the biggest sizes you work. Is it memorable? You can't forget this logo. How do you want
to? Of course not.
Is it versatile? Of course. Adaptable in different media, prints, mobile, desktop. It works. Is it relevant? Of course. You see, there talks about Creditor. Okay, it's just there and then timeless. I'm sure in the next 100 years, if they want to refine this logo, it will still be relevant.
Yep.
So, this logo is perfect. I think other creative agencies should pick a cue from Creditor's branding, from the logo to how they relate. Everything is just in sync. So I don't think creative agencies should believe their logo is not that important. So far, they are doing a great job. Mm. It is. Mm. I'm sure there are some clients they are losing unknowingly because of their branding, especially from their logo.
Woo! Drop some class for creditor. Seriously. I think I really loved your logo. Drop some class for creditor. Drop some class for creditor this evening. Well done, guys. So, yeah, I mean, creditor's logo is always at the top. I mean, it's always in my top three, seriously.
Yes, sir.
It's always in my top three. So, guys, we're about to wrap up now. And I hope you guys enjoyed this section, this episode of Design League. You guys should follow us on Design League. You guys should follow Design League on Instagram, Design League 101. And, comment on our posts. You know, just say anything that you want to say. DM us, talk to us. Just let us know how you feel about this podcast, design podcast. And, yeah. So, guys, there you have it. So today we reviewed Extreme Ideas logo, Creditor logo, and CK Digital logo. And of course, Creditor came at the top. Their logo is simple, scalable, very versatile, memorable, and timeless. So yeah, guys, thanks for listening to this episode. I'll catch you guys later. Enjoy your evening. Have a good evening.
Alright, to my people out there.
Yeah.
I see you until we see you again. Follow us on the Instagram at Design League 101.
Yeah.
Thumbs up, guys.
Yeah.
Until we meet again.
Yeah.
I would see you on the other side.
Well, you should all look forward to another episode.
Yes, part 2.
We'll be reviewing more logos. And I'm so sure the next time will be more interesting than this.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. You guys enjoy your evening. And then we are out.